cosmetic brands versus cosmeceuticals. What is the difference? L'Oreal and Estée Lauder, they invest heavily in creating a premium image. They sometimes have celebrity endorsements. And so people just start to believe what these people are saying, and they're not actually asking where the research and development is, which is where cosmeceuticals put their money. Cosmeceuticals often contain scientifically researched ingredients like retinoids, antioxidants, peptides. Now you might say, oh yeah, but L'Oreal also has products that contain peptides. Yeah, they do, but the formulations are such that there's only less than 5% active ingredient in there. So think about that. They're not always the best product for the skin because they're mass produced. Welcome to the Holistic Skin Guru, where what's on the surface is just as important as what's underneath. I'm your host, Amina. Let's dive deep into the world of holistic skincare. Hi guys, and welcome to yet another episode of the Holistic Skin Guru. And on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about something that many people get confused about, and that is cosmetic brands versus cosmeceuticals. What is the difference? Well, cosmetic brands are brands that produce skincare products that are available over the counter in retail settings. They're often sold in department stores and pharmacies in Australia. And these products focus on enhancing appearance, texture, and sensory aspects of the skin without claiming to have therapeutic effects. But things have changed because companies like L'Oreal and Estée Lauder, they dominate the global beauty market with revenues reaching billions annually. They invest in marketing to create brand awareness and consumer loyalty, and their goal is often to appeal to a broad audience and generate mass sales through aesthetically pleasing packaging and sometimes celebrity endorsements and strategic advertising. And in this way, they're not always the best product for the skin because they're mass produced. Cosmeceuticals, on the other hand, are skincare products that are sold in clinics, spas, or under the guidance of a skincare professional. They bridge the gap between cosmetics and pharmaceuticals and often contain higher concentrations of active ingredients, which means that you'll end up with much better results because they're more focused on clinically proven ingredients and formulations, and the emphasis is on science and efficacy. And that's what sets them apart from typical cosmetic products. Now, these products are recommended and supervised by skincare professionals like us, and we tailor the regimens to individuals' needs, ensuring optimal results. While cosmetic brands are, you know, people can self-prescribe and just grab things off the shelf, and they may not suit their skin type, causing more aggravation for the client long-term, or in some cases, don't even do anything. Now, the marketing arm of cosmetic companies are huge. The global revenue and market share of L'Oreal, for example, which is one of the largest cosmetic companies, is a reported £30.63 billion in 2020. The scale of these companies allows them to invest significantly into marketing campaigns to reach a massive consumer base. I mean, who hasn't heard of L'Oreal, right? So in that way, they're able to reach so many more people, and they invest heavily in creating a premium image, luxury packaging. They sometimes have celebrity endorsements, these companies. For example, I think Kendall Jenner endorses Estée Lauder, and the marketing strategies that foster consumer trust and loyalty are huge. And so people just start to believe what these people are saying on their marketing campaigns, and they're not actually asking where the research and development is, which is where cosmeceuticals put their money. Most cosmeceuticals have scientifically formulated ingredients, and there is a lot of research to support that, because the Journal of Cosmetic Dermatology of 2016 highlights that cosmeceuticals often contain scientifically researched ingredients like retinoids, antioxidants, peptides, and they provide therapeutic benefits beyond typical cosmetics. Now, you might say, Oh, yeah, but L'Oreal also has products that contain peptides and collagen. Yeah, they do. But the formulations are such that most of the product is what we call filler, and that there's only less than 5% active ingredient in there. So it will probably take you 10 jars to get a similar result to one jar or one bottle of a cosmeceutical that's sold in a clinic or a spa. So think about that. You get faster results and you're getting more targeted results, and you're getting a product from a cosmeceutical which is full of active ingredients instead of just a small percentage. There's lots and lots of research out there that emphasizes that cosmeceuticals undergo rigorous testing to demonstrate their clinical efficacy, ensuring that they deliver measurable and beneficial outcomes for various skin concerns. So customized treatment plans that come with these cosmeceutical skin clinics often work hand in hand. They're integrated into personalized treatment plans, and that's what's going to give you your results. When you're just self-prescribing and taking products off the shelf, or you're being recommended products based on somebody's marketing targets, you're not actually going to get the right skincare for your skin. And this is what I'm banging on about constantly in every single podcast, is trying to get you guys to start thinking about how the market is set up and how you can best fit yourself in to make sure that you get the best results for your skin. So the cosmetic brands dominate the global market because they use those huge marketing strategies, but our cosmeceuticals that are found in skin clinics, we prioritize research and development and incorporate clinically proven ingredients over the marketing hype, and we give you targeted skincare results. So the choice between the two depends on your individual preferences and your needs, and the level of guidance and customization is desired in a skincare routine will come from a skincare practitioner or a holistic skincare therapist working in a spa or a clinic environment, because we take the time to make sure that whatever we're prescribing matches your skin and your lifestyle. That is the major difference between a cosmeceutical and a cosmetic brand. So next time you reach for a product on the shelf, think about this product and what they're trying to do, and look at the ingredients and think about how it's sold. Most likely, if it's sold in a department store or if it's sold in a pharmacy, you're looking at a cosmetic brand. And when it's sold in a clinic or a spa, you're getting a full cosmeceutical that's backed by research and development that's going to give you those clinical results. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to know more, please leave a comment or a question below. And then also like and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next episode.